Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Memphis. This is Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins on 92.9 FM ESPN. It was a good weekend, Jeffrey. Did you have a good weekend?
Man, I had a great weekend. My dad and my two brothers, we went down to Florida. We had a little golf trip. It was an awesome, awesome family trip. We had a great time. And, you know, the only bad part is when you're coming back like on a Sunday night and you're like scrambling around, like, because like you're watching some football during the golf round, then, you know, afterwards we were watching football, just kind of standing around the hotel and whatnot. But then on a Sunday, like, it's kind of like a travel day and the NFL's going on, you're trying to keep up with the whole league on Red Zone is a tougher assignment than you think.
Oh, I keep up with everybody on Red Zone. That's my weekly occurrence.
When you're a Sunday ticket guy,
yeah,
like, well, I am, like, I like to have eyes on everything.
I just don't understand the folks that are like, I don't have the attention span for Red Zone. It jumps back and forth too much. I'm like, yeah, that's the point. That's the best part about it. Anyway.
I do. It's a decent way to, like, know the scores of every game. But what I don't like about Red Zone is you don't really have a feel of, like, what the game's going. Because you just, like, look up. You're like, wait, how'd they get there? Like, how are they in the Red Zone? Like, the Cardinals-Colts game was the perfect. I had no idea what was going on. At one point, I thought the Colts were totally fine, and then you see they're like down a touchdown in the fourth quarter, and then all of a sudden they have the lead, and then you look up and Jacoby Brissett's got like a first and goal, and you're like, oh my God, is this going to happen?
Well, okay. I'll tell you why I wasn't watching a lot of Red Zone yesterday in just a second. First, let me set up the show for you today. We're going to do the fight song roundup as we do always on Mondays. And we are going to talk to my colleague Chris Harrington at 10 o'clock. The Grizzlies, by the way, played a preseason game on Saturday. It was another loss for the Memphis Grizzlies. I continue to not know what the heck is going on as it relates to that team. I find it so challenging to get real takeaways without Ja and Jaren. Obviously,
100%.
We're right back to it this week. The regular season is around the corner. I'm dialed in on how they feel about things. But
right.
You're talking about
the actual gameplay.
Yes. I'm having trouble getting a read on exactly what this team is going to be based on three preseason games. The Grizzlies are practicing today, so we will probably hear from them later on when you are hosting your show, Jeffrey, in the afternoon. So as to why I wasn't watching a ton of football yesterday, I was in the doghouse.
Uh-oh.
I was in the doghouse. So this is a very Jeff Calkins story. Very Jeff Calkins-like, you know? That's why when he needs a replacement, he knows who to call, right?
Yeah.
I remember Jeff telling the story about, like, leaving his car running for the longest time.
At the Masters.
Is that what that was?
At the Masters.
At the Masters, yeah. So this weekend, I had the pleasure of going to the Red River Shootout. We still call it that here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Between Texas and Oklahoma. I have a very, very close friend who I've known from my time here in Memphis, who I met here. I'll be the best man in his wedding in March. And he had come upon an extra ticket to OU Texas. Well, listen, the problem with that was, we did our baby shower 2 weeks ago. My wife is due in December. We did our baby shower 2 weeks ago. And then this weekend, we were going to have our virtual shower with our families on Zoom. Okay.
For those that couldn't make it locally.
For those that could not make it to our baby shower that we had in Memphis.
Yep.
So that was already a very difficult ask, right? Hey, my lovely, wonderful wife, I know we have a virtual baby shower this weekend, and you're excited to open up the gifts and things, but can I be virtual too and be in Dallas? And so the answer was almost immediately no at first, you know, because that's how these things typically go. And then my friend, who is also has known my wife for, we met, you know, my wife and I met actually as a result of being having mutual friends with my buddy Jeff. And Jeff begged her for a good week. Please let Drew come. Please, I need him there. Like, we're never going to get this chance again.
Yeah.
You're having a baby. Like, he's never going to be able to pack up again. You got to let him come. So eventually, my wife said, fine, go to Dallas. Go and have fun at the game. You're not going to get this chance again, so go do it. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna do it. I know it's against my better judgment, but I'm gonna go, and I'm gonna come back, and I'm gonna be superhuman husband over the next 2 weeks to make up for this.
Keep going.
So I go to the game, and by the way, I'm leaving the station on Friday, pulling into the lot. All the parking at the airport, because it was fall break, was full.
Your boy got a spot on the fourth.
I'm literally, yeah, good for you. I'm in the yellow lot, remote.
Ooh.
I barely make the flight.
You had to take the bus?
Yeah, I know. It's just like, get to the punchline already. All right, I'm getting there. I get in the yellow lot. I'm in the yellow lot. I go to come home on Sunday morning. Had an awesome time at OU Texas. Great atmosphere. Awesome. Happy to talk about that, too. But I don't have the only car key to the car. And it's a car key that we have to arrange the cars all the time. And we have one car that's nicer than the other.
Yep.
So we like to take the nicer car downtown to when the Grizzlies play, because we don't want to take the old car down there because it's not that as dependable as the nice car. And so we pass this one key back. So this key isn't even on a keychain. It's just,
it's like the brick or whatever, just like it's on itself. Yep.
And I lost
it. That's tough, Sonny. That's tough.
And so I got to the airport yesterday, and I called a locksmith who fortunately was able to help me reprogram a new key for my car.
Is the key just gone forever?
Yeah, it's gone. And it doesn't matter now.
But I'm saying, like, it's the type of you lost it and there's no chance. Like, it's not like you're going to find it in your backpack. Like, it's gone.
No, this was like I woke up at 6 a.m. Yeah. in the morning and started looking through to make sure I had all my things to be able to leave, and realized that I did not have it while I was in Dallas.
Yep.
And I was like, my life will be 10 times worse if I don't get on the flight and at least get back to Memphis.
Correct.
So yesterday, instead of watching Red Zone all day, I assembled a jumper. I built the baby. I got the baby mom monitor all set up.
Okay.
I unboxed all the things. We built a crib, a glider. I've had, you know what?
You're very familiar with Alan Riches right now.
Yeah, that stuff is very rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy doing it. And I'm super excited for our baby to get here and to be a dad. Like, I know I'm not ready, but no one ever is. So I'll figure it out. I'm smart enough to do that.
There's been a lot of people that have done it.
I'm not smart enough to hold on to a key.
Yeah.
So it was a very challenging weekend.
When did you know you did not have the key before you got to the parking lot?
I knew, yes.
Because there's nothing worse to me than the, okay, I can't find it right now, but like, I think I know where it is. I think it's in my backpack, or I think it's in this. And so like, when I'm able to like, when I'm able to get to the parking lot, I can throw stuff out. I'll find it. But you still have the dread the whole time of like, yes, whether or not I actually have that key.
So this was one of those things that I had actually thought about.
Yep.
The night before. Okay. I thought about it. I couldn't sleep through the night.
Yep.
Because I knew everybody had had such a big day with adult beverages, mm-hmm, the day before, and I had a flight that was early enough that I had to be the one that was up and responsible and making sure my buddy was up too to drive me to the airport. And so I had this feeling of dread, and I was in good shape by the time I went to bed. I wasn't like hungover or anything on Sunday. I was in good shape. I just woke up and I immediately was like, oh yeah, I need to make sure I have that. Because before I went to the game, the Texas OU game, I put my keys on the counter in his kitchen and said, I don't need to take my keys. Why would I take these keys? And I set them down. Well, the problem is, those are all the other keys.
Yep.
I had this one solo key that I was just explaining why it's a solo key, and I lost it. And
it doesn't help if everybody else is celebrating and having a wonderful weekend. They just see keys. Like, there's going to be a lot of like grabbing and things that are getting moved around.
It was a big mistake.
All I'm hearing is it's not your fault.
No, it was 100%.
No, all I'm hearing is not your fault.
Well,
circumstances.
Circumstances were, the stadium pulse was definitely kicking my ass this weekend. So it was, that was a tough one. That was a tough one. And I got back, it was funny because I was talking to my wife on the phone. And the first thing I said was, this was also a big mistake of mine. When I tell you this, do your best to try to be calm. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm. Just never a great lead.
Didn't go well. But I will give her some credit because I think she just said, look, I'm very pregnant. I cannot worry about this, Drew. Just figure it out on your own.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you have to do. Just figure it out.
Yep.
And I said, got it. And that's what I did. And so I called a locksmith and...
You figured it out.
I figured it out, man. I figured it out. And I drove the same car that I didn't have a key for yesterday to the station this morning, and it all turned out to be all right. Texas, Oklahoma, by the way, awesome environment. Amazing college football.
I mean, everyone I know that has ever covered the game says the same thing. Like, every time, it's like, you got to go.
You go. It's so unique because your ticket to the game is your ticket to the fair. The only thing that was a big pain... And I don't know if this is how it worked when we used to have the fair here. Well, we still do, I guess. But, like, we don't
back
have
back when it was at Liberty program. Land.
Like, you don't pay for things with your card or with cash. You pay with coupons. So you have to go buy a bunch of coupons and then pay with those coupons if you want a corn dog or you want a beer or whatever you're trying to buy at the game. And so it creates these massive lines to buy coupons. And I'm sure the fair makes a ton of money because there's lots of leftover coupons that you paid for that you didn't actually spend. The environment's super cool. The 50-50 split right down the middle.
When you can see it, like, yeah.
I was with a bunch of Oklahoma fans. They're all OU guys. And I made friends with a couple of old Oklahoma fans that were next to us in the stands, too. Not a very fun game for the Oklahoma Sooners.
No. It's not really a ton of fun when you do not score a touchdown.
For the second straight year.
Correct.
Against your arch rival.
But I guess they had to feel pretty good when Mateer was like warming up and it was actually going to happen.
Dude, it got a big pop. Like when he actually came out on the field. And how long was that? He had three screws in his hand. I think it's been like what?
I think they said it was 17 days.
17 days. The guy has three screws in his thumb. I'm going to be honest, though. Michael Hawkins could have gone out there, Oklahoma's backup quarterback, who's been terrible all season. He could have gone out there and scored zero touchdowns, too.
Like, right. No, that's what he did last year.
When you don't produce, it doesn't really matter. And to me, it did not feel like Mateer was capable of gripping the ball and throwing it downfield accurately.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that right before the end of halftime, which really changed the game. It was 6-0 at one point, Oklahoma. Field goal game. It ends up being 6-3. Could have been 9-3. And Texas ends up running away with it at the end.
So I got to ask, what was the buzz like on the punt return? Because, you know, on the broadcast, they were very critical of missed penalties on the punt return. I still think it wouldn't have mattered because, to your point, I don't think Oklahoma was scoring because they could not block Texas. But that's obviously a key play.
I don't think everybody, all the Oklahoma fans, were up in arms about that. It was more so there were so many people screaming, like, get off the field, man.
Yep.
Like, Oklahoma had him in third and long four times during Texas's touchdown drive right before that. Couldn't get off the field. Arch throws a back shoulder ball that was pretty good. You know, Oklahoma also has a first down. Mateer actually runs it to like the 20-yard line. You think, oh my gosh, they're going to tie this game. We're going to get another drunk finish to Oklahoma, Texas, like we always get.
We're about to get Red River breaking out.
Yeah, an instant classic. By the way, this isn't the Big 12 anymore, buddy. These are low scoring.
These are SEC. These are SEC Red Rivers.
I know. The very different style of Red Rivers. So we're all like, oh, they're getting ready to tie it. And then some guy holds on the opposite side of the play, like a totally meaningless holding call. And it all comes back. And of course, Oklahoma couldn't throw the ball. So it was over before it even started there. But I had fun. I had a good time at Red River until
Sunday. But you had a good time at Red River. That was your baseline.
That
at
is
Red
why
River.
I went there.
Yes.
Right. In Dallas, Texas,
correct,
time was good. In time between Dallas,
correct,
Memphis, and
the
Dallas,
before
Texas,
and after, not so much.
Not so great. But we figured it out. We figured it out, as my wife said. That's all she wanted. Just figure it out. And I built enough baby stuff yesterday, I think, to build up some good graces there. The other things that happened this weekend, we had a instant classic baseball game on Friday night.
Yes.
Between the Mariners and the, why am I spacing?
Tigers.
Duh. Scooble has like, what, 12, 13 strikeouts?
13 punch-outs, which, according to my youngest brother, and I trust him, it was the most punch-outs in a do-or-die game ever.
That's wild. And so I was in Dallas at the time, falling asleep on the couch. Did you stay up for the finish of it?
So that it's funny that you mentioned this, because when we got to the golf course at Streamsong on Saturday, everybody that's like at the practice tee or, you know, at the driving range, the question was, how long did you stay up? How long did you stay up? So I made it through the 13th, and I've found myself pulling for the Mariners when they didn't score when they had first and second, nobody out, and they could not get the run home. I know I should have done the math of the Tigers can't score either, and the Tigers have been blowing it, but it's like at the end of the 13th, we had a tee time at like 7 hours later. I was like, I think I'm just going to have to figure out what happened tomorrow morning. And so I made bottom 13s when I went to bed.
I stayed up, barely made it. I mean, I was in and out there.
Because you got to remember, I'm also in East Coast time zone too.
Yeah, so
that's
that was like, what, 1 a.m. Yeah, for me when the game actually finished?
I turned the TV off at 1.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So the
Even that's pretty late.
Like it would have been 2 a.m. Like, I mean, I guess I technically could have done it, but it's like, man, I'll figure it out tomorrow.
So that happened, and that was great. Cubs played on Saturday. Disappointing for me and Jason Smith.
I was just happy my buddy Drew wasn't the reason they lost. Pomerantz is like, we're the same age.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No,
he played with my brother. Like,
he was fine.
Yeah.
Saya made up for it right after he gave up the home run. No, I mean, in the end, the Cubs just didn't hit. It's interesting, too. Like, Kyle Tucker was the talk of the baseball offseason and how big that trade was. And boy, it went from give this man half
all the money.
Dollars.
I feel like every Cubs fan before the All-Star break was like just apoplectic that they hadn't given him a new deal. And now it feels like everybody's like, well, we'll see what happens.
I mean, everybody was talking about it. Everybody was like, well, the Cubs are not, they're too cheap. They're not going to pay him. The Ricketts never give out massive contracts like that, Cubs ownership. And then now, you know, such a struggle to end the year. Didn't hit it all in the postseason. It's just funny to see how far that's gone. And then I thought it was a great weekend for the Memphis Tigers, man.
And why is that? Because they didn't play.
They got a W.
How?
Two W's. Because if you're interested in College Game Day coming to the University of Memphis, I think it was a very big weekend for you. USF takes care of business against North Texas.
Boy, did
we'll
they.
See if USF can make it on our little fight song roundup next segment.
Let's see if we got the that
was
one.
That was something that we obviously needed. That was good news for the University of Memphis because you want that game to be as high profile as possible. So that was a good result. You also kind of wanted Alabama to beat Missouri because if you're looking ahead, you do see Missouri and Vanderbilt, and it feels like game day might look for an excuse to be able to go to Vanderbilt.
Sure.
Undefeated Missouri maybe would have been a good excuse. Bama takes care of business, and that one sneaks out with a win. Again, we might have a little bit more on that. But I think it sets up well now for the University of Memphis to potentially get college game day, not this coming weekend, but the next. You have to win. I think, what, UAB this weekend? You're three.
Well, are they going to get an interim coach bump?
Maybe. But you're three touchdown favorites. Go handle your business.
Yes.
This weekend. And then USF, I forget who they have. Somebody else who they're three touchdown favorites over, three or more.
Rice, so maybe?
It feels like if all things happen, we will have a good chance at game day. And, by the way, I heard from a little birdie yesterday. We all know how this game day process works. Usually, a few weeks in advance, ESPN gauges some interest, right? They want to know.
They scout out. They usually have like two or three.
Hosting them. Yeah.
Like they block off hotel rooms for their staff. But it's usually like two or three locations for every weekend.
A little birdie told me ESPN has made some preliminary contacts with the University of Memphis. Doesn't mean that they're going to get it.
They play FAU, by the way.
Okay, there you go. Doesn't mean that they're going to get it, but that's part of this process.
It's one
right?
of the. It's one of the. It's one of the school. It's one of the locations they will be deciding upon.
Yes, which is exciting.
Yes.
So they got to handle business now. Here's the one game I'm worried about.
All right.
There's two games I think Memphis has to worry about now in terms of the college game day setting.
Okay. Right? Beyond LSU and A&M.
No, that's okay. One of them. There's two games. It's LSU and A&M, and it's the one nobody's mentioned and no one's paying attention to, but if you look really closely, might be a problem. And that is FCS number one team, South Dakota State, playing against rival FCS number two team, or maybe I'm flipping the order there, North Dakota State. This is a game that, by the way, College Game Day went to in 2019 and then went to again, SDSU versus NDSU, went there in 2019, so 6 years ago, went there in 2022, so 3 years ago. So every 3 years, roughly, they've done it. And now you're coming up on potentially the number one versus number two team in the country in the FCS. We know Game Day likes to mix it up, likes to go to different places. That one's a little scary, right? I think there's some reason why you could make a very compelling argument that going to Memphis would be better than something like that, especially that LSU A&M game. A&M's been great, but the game's not at A&M, so it's not really that big of a reward for A&M. You're kind of rewarding an LSU team that's just been so far. Offense has been.
They are 7-1 or whatever. They're 5-1 now.
One game. That's true. They've only lost one game. But Clemson turned out to not be what we thought they were at all. And are they really going to do the SEC 3 weeks in a row? I think that's a good question because they're headed to Athens this weekend.
I do think you bring up a good point. When everyone starts scouting out the, okay, what are the other games? It feels like everybody just goes to ESPN and just goes to the, what is the FBS schedule? And they didn't click on the tab for FCS schedule because you are right. North Dakota State right now is number one, and South Dakota State is number two.
That's the scary game, and it's something I don't think I've heard anyone mention yet. Maybe somebody has pointed that out online.
That one's worrisome
if you want. Game
they're both
day
undefeated.
To Memphis. But here's the thing: Game Day hasn't done an American game. I believe you can double check me on this since 2019 when they came to Memphis. So they're already way overdue to do.
So are we assuming we don't count Army Navy?
Right, we don't count Army Navy. Different, totally different thing. So, you know, it feels like they're overdue for something like that. At some point, you would hope that they're gonna reward group of five here. It's just, it's only worrisome because it's number one versus number two in FCS, you know. And there's really no other opportunity for the group of five that's going to stick out. So you hope that this is a chance that ESPN pounces on. They end up in Memphis. If they do come back, Jeffrey, where would you want them to do it? I don't think I want them back on Beale Street. Let's go somewhere else. Let's do something cool.
The only problem is if you do something Tiger Lane-ish, because it's still a construction site, I feel like that there's probably some logistic issues, and then it's probably not the best visual.
Maybe you want that visual.
Of, hey, this is what we're building.
Look, yeah. That's why game day is important, beyond being fun, right?
So
this is a gigantic billboard for conference realignment if you're able to land something like this. Memphis can put Ed Scott on the show. You know, Memphis can do, like, there's so much opportunity here. You know, everybody can bring their signs, whatever. It's a gigantic billboard for the University of Memphis.
Okay, so
you can win this weekend, and USF can win this weekend.
So I think the last last American, Cincinnati hosted Tulsa in 2021. And Cincinnati at that point still the American.
Okay.
Army Navy, we said we're not counting. So I'm in 2021. Let's see.
So we're long overdue.
I mean, we're talking 4+ years.
We are long overdue for ESPN to go to
America. And in 2022, that was the last time they did the FCS game that you're talking about. That was Montana State at Montana. In Bozeman.
They've also done an NDSU.
That was Fargo, was I think 2019. Let's see. I'm scrolling through. There was JMU, so that's Sunbelt, the JMU App State game. When PFT did the picks. And then last year. Last year it appears everything was G5. Everything was P4 or better.
So we'll see. It feels like it's a fight, really. I don't know. Do you think that they are willing to go to the SEC 3 out of 4 weeks?
So there's a couple of things there. Number one, are they willing? Logistically, it kind of makes sense for them because they're going to have their trucks there, whatnot. Like, it's, you're not having to rearrange your schedule. I do think what is true is ESPN is very sensitive to the accusations of SEC bias. And so I do think if they have another option that they would deem to be a very good option, I think they would be interested in that. And I think to mix it up, I think oftentimes, though, it kind of comes down to, like, okay, I think the A&M LSU game is going to be the ABC Saturday night. So then they don't have to pay to send Herb Street. Like, remember last week we had the Herb Street flying from Eugene to Dallas, and like, let's follow him and his dog as they
let's not pretend that like that's a rough flight though.
No, but what I'm saying is it's expensive. That's about $30,000 or more. You know what I mean? Like, it's more stuff to spend money on. So I think you hit the nail on the head though.
Game's a bigger threat. What game's a bigger threat?
I think you're right.
LSU A&M or North Dakota State, South Dakota?
So I'm looking. So North Dakota State this week has Indiana State. So they'll be a heavy favorite in that one. And then who does South Dakota State have? South Dakota State's got Murray State. I think that's a pretty big one because I think they're both unlikely to lose and they'll both be undefeated and playing.
I bet you no one thought we'd come in here talking about the
Well, you hit the nail on the head because
today,
when everyone
but
is
I'm serious.
Looking that's, at no, when everyone's looking at the schedule, you don't scroll over to the FCS tab.
That's the scary one for me. I think that you're right. The SEC is 100% ESPN is 100% sensitive to the SEC bias accusations. You just had game day in Tuscaloosa for Vanderbilt, Alabama.
Yep.
And like that was a game, in my opinion, that didn't even deserve to have game day. And I would have rather them sent it to somewhere more fun than Tuscaloosa, a place that's had it a million times and doesn't make that big of a deal of it anymore. And that's not like a bragging thing. It's just like Tuscaloosa's not entertaining on game day anymore. It's
no,
not.
It's very, it's a very hollow.
It's
yeah.
It's tired at this point. And so like you just had that. Then you turn around and you go to Eugene. Now you're going to Athens for Georgia and Ole Miss. Very deserving game, by the way. Great, great game. Fine. Totally fine with that. And you're going to send them to another SEC school 3 out of the 4 weeks. I don't know how you can do that and not have people come at you.
I mean, to me, it all just starts with, okay, control what you can control. Like, all right, South Florida, go beat FAU, and then Memphis has to beat UAB, and then root like hell for either Indiana State or Murray State.
I imagine this is something that Ryan Silverfield will get asked about today. What do you think the answer is to, you know, a question like this? It's something people are I promise you every single show today on this radio station will be talking about the potential of College Game Day. It's something people get excited about. But what do you say if you're Ryan Silverfield in that situation? You still have another game.
Don't you do the we can only control what we can. Don't you just give some answer, some variation of the answer that I just gave where it's like, listen, if we don't win this week, it doesn't matter. So we've got to go and we've got to control that because it's not like you can like run a real campaign. Like, you know what I mean? Like in the end, ESPN is going to make a television decision.
Yeah, no, that's true. I think that you do have a little bit of an obligation to the school to campaign a little bit.
No, because
it'd be such a big deal.
I'm with you on that, but like, you know? I guess my deal is I don't know how effective it would be, but yes, obviously you're going to say, hey, listen, come showcase two of the best programs in America. These are playoff teams. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that, there you go. Well, we got business to handle this weekend and I got a tough UAB team that I got to focus on, but
We don't even know if they're going to run the same offense, whatnot. They made a coaching change.
They made a coaching change. So that's our number one concern. We got to go 1-0 this week. But if that were to happen, I think that'd be great for the school. I think it'd be great for the conference. You know, the American Conference is having a great year this season. And notice how I said American. I didn't say American Conference is having
really
a great
roll
year
off
this
the
season.
Tongue.
And I think it'd be totally deserving of something like that. That's all you got to say. You can do both, right? But I imagine here, you know, I think he's going to have his press conference after this show ends. But I would imagine Silverfield will probably get asked about it, given.
Oh, I would think, yeah.
It's going to become so. Anyway, fun weekend of college football. Really fun. I enjoyed Red River. I hope you enjoyed your golf. We're going to talk some more about it next, when we come back and do the fight song roundup. This is Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Jeff today on 92.9 FM ESPN. It was a big weekend in college football. We started talking about some games, but I think we need to get into them a little more. Jeffrey, you want to do some fight song roundup? Ah, yes. Thank you to our American friends in the South.
Of course.
Which sounds kind of weird, but that's what they are. They are the American friends in the South.
Of course.
USF, the Mighty Bulls of South Florida, get a dominant victory on Friday night against North Texas. I didn't expect that. I didn't see that coming, Jeffrey. I know me and George came in here, and we threw shade at all your college football selections, like the rude and mean people that we are.
Yes, of course. That's what friends
but
are for.
I was not going to go against you on this one because I thought you cancel class the day of the game. And then I saw the video. I don't know if you saw it. There was a video that got posted. I think it was by CBS. And it was North Texas fans talking about how great the atmosphere was going to be at the game, but they were clearly people that didn't know anything about football.
Yeah. Or maybe USF.
Or USF.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably didn't
barely knew anything about their own team.
Yeah. So, that was maybe the dead giveaway. The atmosphere wasn't going to be quite what we thought. And, almost 100 points, 99 points this total ends at in this game. Your thoughts?
Obviously, a game greatly impacted by turnovers. You got to give South Florida all the credit because the game script kind of started against them. They fumble it twice on their first two possessions. All of a sudden, they find themselves trailing 14-7. They've given the ball back to North Texas, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, North Texas might like go and make this like a blowout right off the bat. But then they just settle in. They get a turnover right back. And really from that point forward, like the third quarter was just such an absolute bloodbath.
Yeah, I saw John was tweeting about Byron Brown, right, the quarterback for USF. And
is there any,
he wasn't that great early in the game, but then as soon as he got any sort of rhythm, it was just like, yeah, he's the best group of five quarterback in the country.
Tim and I have talked about this, so I don't know how you feel, but anytime you feel like you get closing line value, so like I had – North Texas is a pick, and the game goes off. I think North Texas was favored by 3 by the time kickoff is. I still, like, I think I bat maybe 50% when the line goes for me, and it still just did not even matter. It's like, yep, no, they could have spotted me basically 20, and it still wouldn't have mattered.
I mean, think about it the opposite way. You liked Texas this weekend, right?
Yeah.
And by the time you picked it, they were 2.5-point favorites. We picked it the very next day, me and George, and they were 1.5-point underdog. The game eventually kicks off. You didn't get closing line value there, and you still won. So, yeah, maybe that's just not the way things work out. But I thought it was a big win for USF. They obviously were super impressive.
You saw the difference. And the reason why USF has been so good this year, they have animals up front.
They have Florida
yes.
men.
They have like
Florida man.
They have Florida men up front that North Texas still didn't block.
Yeah. No, and Brown is just such a playmaker.
Yep.
And especially at this level. And like, you know, Lewis has some of this too for Memphis, but like you watch him.
He's a different size guy. Brown's a lot bigger than Lewis.
That's true. USF also just has game breakers. Like, we just got done talking about Texas, Oklahoma. Talk about a team that doesn't have guys that can break a game wide open. Oklahoma, USF seems to have those guys in bunches on both sides of the ball. They're scary. How do we feel about USF coming to the bank, Simmons Bank, Liberty Stadium?
Gonna have to stop the run.
Definitely gonna have to stop the run.
And that's the problem, though, to your point, though, about why Brown is scary. If you want to bring guys down and try to commit to stopping the run, thank you. I'll just throw it out. I'll throw it out wide, and I'll have one-on-ones, and I'll watch my guys go make plays.
Can't turn it over against them. Give that offense any extra chances, spells trouble. I mean, I would expect Memphis would be a dog in that game. No?
Probably.
Small dog.
But, I mean, like, you know, you look at it. South Florida had 15 drives and scored on 8 of them.
Yeah. No. Anytime you get almost 100 points in a football game, it's pretty fun. And for a Friday night, I thought it was
And all 8 scoring drives were touchdowns.
Pretty, pretty good.
It's pretty effective.
All right, who do we got next? Ah, yes. You knew you weren't getting out of this show today without me coming in here to talk about my Alabama Crimson Tide, who got a gutsy, tough road win on Saturday against Missouri. By the way, all I could see people talking about online was the construction zone that was Missouri's.
That was a heavily heavy-handed narrative during the broadcast as well.
They don't talk about that during the Memphis games.
No, but they certainly, clearly Missouri wanted that to be promoted.
Yeah, well, they knew that it was going to be a big game. Maybe not the biggest game of the month for Alabama. The biggest game in Como in a long time. So I knew that they were going to come out pretty hungry. Missouri goes right down the field and scores a touchdown
like,
on the
right
first
off the
drive.
Bat.
And I was like, uh-oh, this one may not be very fun. I was somewhat distracted at the State Fair, Texas State Fair, pretty happy to be distracted. But then by the end of it, I was just sweating. The difference in the game, three things if you want to include turnovers. Ty Simpson is a dog.
Yep.
He is a dude. He is a very good college quarterback. He is one of the Heisman Trophy favorites for a reason. That 4th-and-8 throw.
Yep.
To have the stones to go for it if you're DeBoer, first of all, was one thing. To step up and throw that thing as a laser beam on a dime on 4th down to a
against
true
the
freshman,
guy that was decently covered.
To a true freshman.
Yes.
By the way. That won the game for Alabama. That was an unbelievably gutsy decision. Gutsy throw. Ty Simpson looking like Tyrod Taylor a little bit out there with the wheels, too. He might win the Heisman Trophy. He's going to be in it, at least, at the end of the year. I think you've got that.
Is there
out.
Somebody that you would say I would rather – I'm not saying this means he's going to win it, but is there someone that you would sit there and go, I'd rather have his ticket? Because, like, I think Carson Beck is playing really well, but they're not going to have primetime games. Like, they're not going to have these big moments. And that's the thing that you have to be excited about with Simpson is – every time, like, you've needed him to be like, all right, man, is this guy going to step up? Is he, like, he just keeps delivering.
Over and over and over again. Yeah, and he's going to play in a ton of big games.
Yes.
You know, Alabama still has LSU on the schedule. They still have Tennessee on the schedule. They still have
South Carolina game on the
South
road.
South Carolina like, game. They've got the Iron Bowl. Like, there's serious potential there for Ty Simpson to continue to impress. The only ones behind that I think right now have a chance, Mendoza at Indiana.
Yep.
Obviously, if Indiana's like goes undefeated and ends up as the number one seed in the college football playoff, you know, you'll be in the Heisman Trophy conversation. And then like Julian saying maybe.
Well, I was wondering, like, would you rather have Julian or would you rather have Jeremiah?
I think I'd rather have Julian.
Because that's the other thing is like Ohio State has 3 other receivers that it feels like, other than maybe Alabama, they would be like number one guys, or maybe Miami. Like, I don't know if like maybe Malachi Toney belongs in that, but it does feel like they're spreading it out more.
Yeah.
And they're not just smashing the throw it to Jeremiah button.
Yeah. No, I think I think if I could pick anybody right now, I think I'd want Ty. Carson Beck, a very close second, if not right there.
But I don't think he's going to have the premier, like, the games.
The TV
that, like,
moments.
Yes.
Yeah, no. And then Marcel Reed's a wild card, right? Like, A&M
sure.
wins out. Marcel Reed's got a chance. Marcel Reed, by the way, I think I pretty accurately predicted that game. The guy just slings it downfield no matter the situation.
He is a shot taker.
It's third and eight. I'm going deep.
Shot taker.
And all it takes is for them to hit a couple of them, and Texas A&M has a chance.
He is not a captain checkdown.
No. The opposite of watching Justin Fields on Sunday.
Correct.
He's throwing it downfield a lot. All right. Well, who's next?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Who is your daddy? Who's your daddy? The Indiana Hoosiers take down Oregon. You called them frauds, Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
We were all thinking it, though. We were all thinking
it. What if Oregon were the frauds?
Maybe. What if we were all bamboozled by the fact that you thought Penn State was good and Oregon won that game? And maybe.
Maybe, just maybe.
Maybe it's Oregon that's.
Because there's one thing that was undeniable. The better team on Saturday won this game.
100%.
Like, this was not fluky. The only thing that was fluky was that it ended up, because Mendoza throws a pick six, it ends up looking closer than it was. Like, they dominated the game.
You know what's pretty impressive to me? It's that usually when you have these up-and-coming coaches, like, that's of the style of Cignetti, right? Of
yes,
the,
brash.
Of Cignetti's kind, right? It's offensive football. It's scheme.
Yep.
We're doing this thing differently. We're going to put up a million points by going. No. Indiana's front seven defensively is ridiculous.
Like, yes.
They are super good. They're super physical. They're super tough. they are legitimately real. Like, they are a very good, deserving of being the number two team in the country.
Oregon was 3 of 14 on third downs.
It's the difference in most of these games, you know?
What do you do? What do you do on money downs?
Indiana, super impressive. Ohio State runs away with it. Do we get that matchup in the regular season this year?
No, that would be in the Big Ten title game. Because now it looks like they're destined to meet.
Who's the better team right now?
I still think it's Ohio State, but like I think it's at this point you cannot doubt Indiana for all the reasons. Like, they're a big physical team. They have got enough playmakers. I would still think Ohio State has more. But, I mean, at a certain point, like, I do tip my cap. It's like I'm doubting Indiana. This was one of those games that even, like, as doubting Indiana, was like, by the second quarter, I was like, this is just dead wrong.
I sort of put Illinois and Indiana in the same category, even though they're very different teams.
Yes.
That was wrong to do.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, all right, eventually it will catch up to both of these teams. It caught up to Illinois. Indiana's legit. They're the real deal. They've looked awesome. I don't think they're better than Ohio State either, just because no one can score on Ohio State still. And until somebody can score on Ohio State, I'm just not going to believe anyone will.
They're so good everywhere, man.
I know.
And Patricia's doing like an awesome job with that deal. Like, granted,
and he had a lot of haters coming into this season.
And like, I get it. It's super easy to do. To be a defensive coordinator when you have that kind of talent around it, but it's like, man, when you see them, it's like, I don't know how you score on them.
All right, who's up next? Yes, our friends from the SEC, the Georgia Bulldogs, take down the Auburn Tigers this weekend. A game that Auburn led big early. And I never sweat, not one time, did I ever believe Auburn was going to win that game. It could have been up 3 scores.
Even when
it would not have mattered.
I was going to say, even during the play right before the half?
I did not sweat one time during that game. Listen, let's just call it like it is, you know? I feel bad for our friends down there in Auburn. They just get screwed by the refs every week, you know? Every week I get online, they got screwed by the refs again. So, very disappointing result. As you can tell, I feel really terrible for them. But Georgia does get a big win. A game that a lot of people thought Auburn was going to win because it is Jordan Hare at night.
At night. I mean, we can't deny that that atmosphere was awesome.
It was awesome. It was awesome. They celebrated Cam Newton. It was Cam Newton Day down at Auburn, and it was a fun game. Georgia, just a better team, more disciplined team.
I mean, that drive to put the game away, 16 plays, 78 yards. It took 8:45 off the clock.
I wonder how long the patience is going to be there for boy Hugh.
This is the biggest week. If he's going to keep his job, he has to beat Missouri.
I saw an unbelievable tweet. I got to pull this up, Jeffrey. I saw an unbelievable tweet that had to do with Auburn seniors have only seen them win like 4 SEC home games in their entire time there. Does that sound correct to you?
Yeah.
That's crazy to think about. This is Auburn. Here it is.
They beat A&M last year.
Seniors at Auburn have seen Auburn win the following SEC home games. So 4-year students at Auburn. 2022, they beat Missouri. 2022, they beat A&M with Cadillac as their head coach.
Yep.
2013, they beat Mississippi State. And 2024, they beat Texas A&M and rushed the field. That's it. End of list.
Yeah.
That's wild to think about. A program
QS2,
that was winning.
Two SEC wins.
The patience has got to be running thin there.
Well, he's super easy to fire.
Yeah.
Because his contract is just, like, you pay it out in installments. And then on top of that, it's like, you can put up with the Hugh Freeze of it all if he's winning. But when he's not, it's just like he's so unlikable that you can just get rid of him.
All right, we got to keep moving. Who's next? Great fight song.
I just wish they'd play it more.
USC gets a big win over Michigan. Big win for Lincoln Riley. Look, his persistence with Alex Grinch for as long as he put up with
made it.
Made no sense at all. Finally, he has a physical football team. The only game they lost was to Illinois on the road. Last play of the game. I think USC has a pretty good team this year, man. Like, I think they're pretty good. The quarterback is obviously really talented. Big win for USC. Big win for Lincoln Riley. Maybe the underdog sleeper. Maybe the sleeper pick here in the Big Ten.
Yeah, it was important to see them have a team that, like, Michigan that would come in and try to dominate them running the ball, and they didn't really do it. Obviously, the Justice Haynes angle changed things a little bit, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know, man. Michigan's defense looked pretty lost.
Like, yeah. No, well, you can't claim to be, you know, Midwest football, ground and pound, Big Ten, and then go to the West Coast and get bullied by a team like USC. And a team that has a history of getting physically bullied the way Lincoln Riley's teams have over and over and over again. That is not on Saturday.
They ran for 224 on them.
Yeah. Unbelievable performance by USC, the sneaky team of the Big Ten. Outside of Ohio State and Indiana, who's the third best team if Oregon is truly fraudulent?
I still think I would lean Oregon.
Washington? USC?
So, I've gotten a decent look at Washington the last 2 weeks. I still think Oregon has the best roster of those three teams.
Whose quarterback do you trust more, Oregon or USA?
Probably Maiva.
I think so, too. And Dante Moore, a former UCLA quarterback,
correct,
with all the talent in the world, but didn't really win or put it together, which, by the way, UCLA is a team we could have celebrated. They just keep winning. And I've kind of been waiting for Moore to turn into a pumpkin.
It might have been Saturday. He looked pretty bad.
Yeah.
He was in hell. Now, granted, I give Indiana credit. Like, Indiana basically was like, hey, man, if we pressure this guy, he's gonna make some mistakes. He looked like UCLA, Dante Moore.
It's the same thing with Mateer. Like, Oklahoma with Mateer.
My thing with Mateer is more of a fun quarterback than he is a great quarterback. He's
right.
Fun.
But he's the same way as Dante correct. Moore, where it's like, he's going to take a lot of chances.
Yes.
He's also going to throw it into triple coverage a few times. And there's going to eventually be the game where it catches up
correct.
To him. Both of those quarterbacks had those games this weekend.
Yes.
And proves it to be costly. Still fun to watch, though. All right, who are we blowing up?
Man, do they just want football to be done.
So,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.